Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 30th, 2023. Antisemitism as a law of nature. The prime defense against calamity is love and unity. When there are love, unity, and friendship between each other in Israel, no calamity can come over them. Morvah Shemesh, Light and Sun. Question. Today, most countries of the world support Hamas, even though Israel has given so much to the world and we have never been the first to attack. Something irrational is happening that defies logic. Even in Western countries, the most progressive segments of society condemn Israel and say that it is an apartheid state. In other words, universally accepted principles of equality, truth, and justice obscure all the facts that we see. How would you explain this? Answer, I will explain it very simply. The hatred that exists among the nations of the world toward Jews overrides everything. Everywhere. Absolutely. Antisemitism acts as a law of nature. If Jews are not united, then supernatural forces are activated, and all our facts and evidence lose their basis. There will be no peace until Jews will change. Antisemitism is eternal and inevitable, and there is no way to escape from it. Only if we change, will the Creator change others. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, October 29, 2023. Unity will save the world and each of us. A modern person seems to be moving further and further away from the Creator and becoming worse and worse, but this is because the advantage of light is revealed from darkness. Therefore, this distance is precisely one of the signs of approaching the Creator and a sign that we belong to the generation of the Messiah. This does not mean that we will begin to reveal the upper light and soar up the spiritual ladder today or tomorrow. But it is clear that our world has entered a period where the upper force of nature is keeping a very strict account with us, and we need to hurry up and help this force with our advancement in every way possible. We need to explain to people that only our unity will save the world and each of us, otherwise, humanity will come to self-destruction. The era of the Messiah is a time when people become capable of better understanding the message conveyed to us by the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Book of Zohar. This message says that there is a force from above that wants to come closer to us and reveal itself. It seeks to change our feelings and minds so that we can discover, attain, and become similar to it. From above means that this force is entirely directed at bestowal and not at egoistic reception as we are. From above means bestowal, and from below means reception. Torah is a light that influences a person and develops all his desires, connects them correctly so a person can directly receive the message from above, be filled with it, and connect with the upper force. To engage in the open Torah means to begin with the kind of work that a person is capable of, which is connecting with friends who want to discover the meaning of life and its purpose. To do this, we gather in a group that encompasses an ever-widening circle of people who act based on the principle of each one shall help his friend and who strive to achieve love for each other. This war has clearly shown us that our entire right to exist depends on our unity. Today this is clear to everyone already. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 20, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, what is the difference between Eastern and Western civilizations? There are currently no clearly defined civilizations. Broadly speaking, Eastern civilizations are more committed to religion while Western civilizations deal more with issues of their material existence. There is thus a big difference between them. There are people in Eastern civilizations who care deeply about preserving their spiritual values, and who are ready to fight for them. On the contrary, Western civilization generally wishes to preserve its modern materialistic form that it has developed. It is very difficult for these two inclinations to establish a common ground. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, in his article The Solution, discusses two opposing forces in nature that developed the material universe. There is a positive force, meaning constructive, and a negative force, meaning negative and destructive. They create and complement the entire reality in general and particular through their harsh and perpetual war with one another. The spiritual and material inclinations play out in humanity through the Eastern and Western civilizations. It is in the structure of their souls that there is a certain interplay of positive and negative forces leading to the revelation of higher states of unity and the emergence of new creations. We do not know how long this confrontation will last, but we see no end to it in the near future. However, Kabbalists describe that humanity, in its future final state, will emerge as a single unified entity in perfect alignment with nature's laws, a new harmonious and peaceful world with the sublime force of love, bestowal and connection in full revelation to all. Achieving such a state depends on constructing positive connections throughout society above our self-centered divisive drives. Covenant of Salt, Connection Forever. Question: what does it mean to sacrifice salt? What kind of action is this in spirituality? Answer: in the material world, we sprinkle salt on meat to prevent it from spoiling. After all, salt is the only food substance that does not decompose. And in spirituality, we are talking about the desire for the connection between us to remain eternal. Therefore, the commitment to protect and strengthen our relationships with each other despite any obstacles is called the covenant of salt. Question: how does the law of mutual guarantee differ from the covenant of salt? Or is it the same thing? Answer: these are not the same thing, but they refer to the same goals. We protect our connection and our direction toward the complete correction in which we become completely one. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 15, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam: on all your offerings you shall offer salt. Waiting for an answer. Question: in Baal HaSulam's article To states, it is said that the answer to a request to the Creator comes after a long time. It seems that there is some kind of bureaucracy at the top, as if a letter to him was lost there. But it turns out that when a person begins to ask, his request is not yet complete and its adjustment begins, which takes time. Is this why you have to wait a long time for an answer? And when the request comes to a perfect state, does the person receive it? Answer: we do not know that. Each time it can be a different reason. But we must understand that there is only one higher root that controls everything, and when it is revealed, it becomes clear to us that there is a higher control. And when it hides, it is clear that that control is at the level of our world. Question: so, is it impossible to answer why such a period occurs? Answer: this may not be clear to us. However, everything happens according to the same direction from above. Whether the Creator will answer or make a person forget depends on the upper management. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam 2 states: dangerous ascent. Rashbi: he permitted only Rabbi Abba to write, for he could disclose with intimation, so only the sages of the children of Israel would understand, and the sages of the nations would not understand, for fear that the wicked would know how to serve their masters. Baal HaSulam, the shofar of the Messiah, writing the Zohar and concealing it. Question: what is the danger that sinners will learn how to serve their master? Answer: the danger is that sinners will somehow be able to serve the Creator and receive from Him without correcting themselves all kinds of correct answers that will lift them on the ladder, although they do not deserve it. They would be creating conditions for themselves to climb the ladder of the spiritual worlds without changing internally. Comment: this is a bit like the work of Lo Lishma, for myself. But this is a necessary step to come to Lishma, for the sake of others. My response, no, this degree is not necessary. You cannot approach and do what you wish without correcting your tools with which you will work with light and reshimot, spiritual information data, because you are uncorrected. All sorts of wrong thoughts, desires, goals, and actions will arise in you. Question: it seems that we have the opportunity to receive without correcting ourselves, right? Answer: yes, it is emphasized, on one hand, that there is such an opportunity to be inside the system. But, on the other hand, it cannot be used in any way because it is given precisely so that it can be declined. That is part of the correction when we are offered such a path, but we do not accept it. From the third party of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, the Shofar of the Messiah. It's good for men to be silent. Question: communication should be through feelings, internally, through silence. Why talk? What are words for? Answer: words are in order to get in touch in conversation, in order to tune into each other. Musical instruments also are tuned before they are played together. It is the same here. But in principle, if you know a person, then you can come to him, sit down next to him, and be silent. Question: in general, can we say that a few words can be spoken in order to be silent? Answer: yes. If people know each other, even married couples, they are silent. A woman, however, needs to speak, express, and listen a little more. This is how they are built because they are adapted to looking after small children and so on. But men do not. It is good for men to keep quiet. Question: so do you see that in the future, maybe the distant future, that the transmission of information will be through silence? Answer: sure. This will not be like our TV nowadays. Question: will it fall silent as a result? Answer: I think so. Question: and what do you say about hermits who move away to be silent? Answer: there are good periods in a person when he does not want to communicate with anyone except with himself and with the Creator. And he has this communication going on. These are good states, and they are very strong. They are very thoughtful and generate a lot in a person. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 21, 2023. In the same direction. Question: in As Though Standing Before a King, 211, Balha Sulam says that a person should be careful in all the material things that he receives so that they do not cancel out his hisaron, spiritual need. How does the Ten help a person in this? Answer: try, in your common desire for the Creator, to imagine that you are in front of him, that you support each other, that you turn to him together, and that you have no problems other than remaining in connection with him. Be together with all your friends in the Ten in the same direction so that the common aspiration for an even greater rapprochement with the Creator becomes constant. You must try to see the Creator in front of you all the time and hold on to him. If you constantly imagine that he is in front of you, then gradually you will succeed. Therefore, a practical tool for your spiritual work is to imagine the power of the Creator before you. And when he answers you, that is, draws you closer, you will begin to see the world differently. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 16, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, As Though Standing Before a King. Sorting and Analysis. Question: how can I hate reception for my own sake? Is it possible to learn this or to understand how to reach this? It seems that there are some moments of enlightenment, as if you come closer to the Creator and then he pushes you away again. Answer: first of all, you should check what the actions that you perform give you, whether they bring you closer to the Creator or distance you from him, whether they bring you closer to your friends or distance you from them. With the help of such sorting, With the help of such analysis, you will be able to understand what is happening to you and change the direction of your development. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is peace in the work? Questions about spiritual work. 31. Question. Under the open governance of the Creator, does a person always feel only mercy and goodness? Answer. Yes, of course. How could it be otherwise? He feels the Creator, that is, only positive effects on himself. Question. Why do we say in some cases that if there is a plea, the answer is ready immediately, and in other cases we wait for years, months, or days for answers? Answer. It does not depend on us. We should just increase our plea. If this is a true request, we should focus on it and direct it to the Creator all the time. Question. There is a great need for the Creator in our 10. We feel that we really miss Him. What else do we need to bring contentment to the Creator? Answer. We lack a real sense of the need for the Creator to become one and, in this unity, to feel that the Creator is in us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 14, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. 2 states. What should one do if your wife is lured away from you? Igor writes, Dear Michael Leitman, I never thought that this would happen to me. I had a misfortune. My closest friend lured my wife away from me. It is a primitive triangle, but I can no longer breathe and live. You say, we must accept the situation. But how? I now understand what hatred is and what despair is when one gives up and tears flow uncontrollably. I am crying for the second time in my life. The first was at my mother's grave and the second is now. How can I survive this? Answer, I do not know what to advise a person in this case. I think that you need to think about others and not about yourself. Was she happy with you? Apparently not so much, and that is why she left. What could happen now? Suppose you force her back, or in some fantasy you make her feel bad so that she comes back to you, throws herself at your feet, cries, and all that. I do not think that would reassure you, because the very action when she left for someone else is already irreparable. The best thing, of course, is to change the environment, get married, and start a new family. Question. That is, let it go? She was a part of me, my I, that is why Igor is suffering, and you say, let it go? Answer. Yes. Comment. A part of his I was cut off and you say. My response. This is generally a huge loss and a very strong defeat, of course. Let her go. Question. Let her go? Do you even say, let her be happy there? And do you think that at that moment he will begin to feel a relief if he comes to this thought? Answer, I think so. It is very difficult to change your hatred to some kind of love, that you love the person with whom you were maybe even happy, and everything was good. But she did not feel good, and she exchanged you for someone else. And you make it so that despite the fact that you were happy with her, you raise yourself here and think, but if she really did not feel good, and now she feels good, can I be happy because she is happy? Here you have to answer this for yourself. That is, you must rise above your egoism, above your jealousy, ambition, above all this, and say, if she is happy, then I am happy. Otherwise you will not fix it. Question. You will eat yourself up as a result. Will you feel much worse? Answer, yes. And if you find out that she is happy, and you will feel happy because of this, then you resolve this problem. Comment. This is beautiful. But how hard this is. How difficult. My response. It is very hard in feelings. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. With words we pollute the world. Question. What does the eruption of all our verbal information mean for the world? Answer: we pollute the entire world. Question: why did the upper one need us to talk all the time so that we have TV and everything would be talking all the time? What is it for? Answer: have you heard kids screaming and running around at a playground? That is the same kind. Question: but we use words differently, we humiliate, lower. If we are talking about TV, this is our way. We give such power to speech. What does it produce in the world? Answer: it produces new corruptions over and over in the world. We cannot escape it unless we begin to transform ourselves. Comment: it happens that one can kill with a word, but it is unlikely with silence. My response: you can never make it worse with silence. It is better be silent. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, September 21, 2023.